The 2016 Salute to Fans Tour hit Durango on Friday.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Starting at Florida Mesa Elementary School.
Go! Side to side.
We're close to 200 kids from the La Plata Boys and Girls Club. Took to the football field.
I think when you're about 8, 9, I think your energy doesn't run out till about 3, 4 o'clock when it's time to take that nap. These kids have a lot of energy. They're having a lot of fun. It's a great time out here.
There you go. There you go.
It's a few hours away from Denver, and I know they probably don't get a chance to make it to Denver for games and things like that. So it's an awesome opportunity to be able to come down here and visit with them.
1, 2, 3, go!
Todd Davis, Jordan Norwood, cheerleaders, and Miles then visited with veterans at the VA Durango Clinic.
Awesome, thank you.
No faith, keep the faith all year.
What's up, Broncos country?
The Durango Day ended with a celebration at Buckley Park near downtown.
You're welcome.
Where fans started lining up more than 2 hours before the event even started. Seemed like almost the entire city showed up to cheer on the Super Bowl 50 champions.
It's a great turnout. I really wasn't expecting all this love, and it's been great. The city of Durango has been nothing but great, and they showed a lot of love.
I didn't know what to expect, but this is amazing. There's a lot of people. A lot of people.
The Salute to Fans Tour will next head to Montrose. The city celebration there starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday. In Durango, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.